Now which Baba? Which Baba?
This is a trick question, I know.
Give him an ABC.
Which Baba is that? Mehr Baba, of course we all know Mehr Baba, but which Mehr Baba is that?
Your Mehr Baba.
Who's Mehr Baba?
Yours.
What? Ours or yours?
Tell us about it.
So, you know one thing that came to my mind recently, it just popped out. I was going on a walk in the morning, I told these boys who were here sometime back that such a thing happened. Time and again, Baba would say that the most important thing is to hold on to me with both hands. You remember that? I told you, I think, about what does that imply. So, most important thing, more than loving me, more than doing work for me, more than me, myself and all that is to hold on to me till the very end, to my Dhamman. Hold on. Most important is to hold on my Dhamman till the very end. Okay. Now what is this Dhamman? We know Dhamman means he has so often shown here like this, you see, this hold on to my Dhamman. That's what he has shown. So, and time and again years have passed by, people have been asking me what does it imply, Baba has said this, I recall, that it's like a child, become childlike, total reliance, complete faith in him, total dependence on him. Is holding on to his Dhamman, just as a child holds on to the hem of the skirt of the mother, naturally. Although whether you are taken in a crowd or in a carnival or circus or at some dangerous places, as long as the child holds on to the Dhamman of the mother, the child feels secure, yeah, totally depends, and has no qualms about anything or fear, or is not at all frightened, is just holding on. There is the support, there is the stability and everything is there, in that. So that was my common understanding, which I used to also recount and say that this is what Baba meant by it. But one day, while I went out for a walk, it came to my mind, well, wait, what he has said is that what you see me is not Baba. To love me as I really should be loved is to see me as I really am. So this outer sadhra of his is a garment over his own garment, you see. It's like a greater coat on his own coat that he is. We see Mehr Baba. That's what I am saying. Which Mehr Baba we are talking about? Which Baba we are talking about? So this Baba that we see him totally naked, is his real garment. That's what he wants us to hold on to him. Not the garment that he wears or be dependent on him. Till the end he wants us to hold on to his form. So that is most important, to be totally depend upon his form and his form alone. Do you follow what I'm saying or I'm just talking through my hat?
I'm wondering about the word form,
because
his form, I mean, we have his photographs on the
That's
wall.
What came to the thing is that now, what should we do? My Baba is this. So I hold on to him, his Dhamman, his Sadhra is there, he's wearing that is there. But his Baba is that. So he should hold on to it. What does he imply by it? Hold on to the form. So in order to hold on to his Dhamman, we should first of all have the form to hold on to his Dhamman. Which Dhamman? So with that goes this, that all the time be very particular about, we have got so many photos of Baba now. So it's distraction all the time. So what needs to be done is to hold on to one form before our mind's eye. And that form is your Dhamman. Hold on to him till the very end.
Are you saying something similar to what Baba says in the discourses on meditation, that when you meditate on a photograph of a master, you should use one photograph and
yeah,
not vary?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Similar to
that. Because the same master has got so many photos and so many pictures and so many postures and all that. So that's a distraction, you see. But that helps us to only hold on to the outer skirt of that master, relying upon him and all that. But what he wants us is to hold on to him till the very end.
But all right. But then holding on. Let us say we do have a picture in our mind's eye. But holding on isn't just keeping that picture in our mind's eye.
Yeah.
Because we could. We could do anything with that picture in our mind's eye, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
So there has to be another aspect to it.
But I want to point out that the only part of his real form that we can capture is his love in our hearts, because that's the closest we can get to his true essence and his true form.
That is true. What you say is right. But in order to have him in our heart, that form in our heart, we must have another outer form to get it inside. Because a mental picture should be there, you see. So that's what it is important.
Can we expand on that, though? Can't we say that I always got involved with this idea of Mayor Baba in the word personality?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that, at least my understanding that Baba has given me, is that the avatar has a personality. And whether he is in form or out of form, the personality remains alive.
Yeah.
And by reading about Baba and hearing stories about Baba and loving Baba and looking at his picture and reading books and everything else, the personality of Baba becomes manifest in our hearts and also in our day-to-day existence. So that when something happens funny, a funny thing happens to us, an event happens, we say, "Oh, Baba," we're seeing Baba's humor at work. And the living personality is the grace of the living personality is showing us his humor. Or when Baba, we go through a difficult time in our lives and we know Baba's doing it because we are his and he is ours. And after the difficult time and we look at it in perspective and we see the compassion that was involved, we think, "Oh, Baba," because the compassion, the living personality of Baba is also compassion. So wouldn't that form, why do we have to talk in terms of the word form?
That's personality. That's
I would rather say personality rather than picture.
No, but what happens is, that's right, we eventually go to the personality, but then we begin with it. A, B, C, D has to start.
But isn't ultimately the form that we all love Baba is the form that he has informed in our hearts?
And that's right, that every individual has
their own Baba. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But the hold personality that we all experience, that we can all share, is the same universal personality.
Yeah. That's right.
Let me ask you a question. It's my understanding that when Baba came as Jesus, or when Baba came as Buddha, certain aspects of his personality were expressed more than others.
Yeah.
But don't you believe that the personality always remains the same? That the avatar personality is the same in Buddha and Jesus, Krishna, Muhammad. It's just aspects of it are to fit the times. In other words, Jesus comes across not as a particularly humorous figure, although I tend to see now in the 20th century he's become more humorous, but that's because of the people who are promoting him. But what I mean is, there's a kind of straightness about the Jesus that were presented in the seriousness. But you know darn well that when he was with the 12 or the 14 or the 120, I mean, there were some serious good times going on.
Sure.
Just that the prudes who wrote the New Testament or the ones who took out those parts that were really good prime stuff, and the Pope couldn't deal with, is not expressed in there. But you know, you would sense, right, that Jesus was a good guy to be around from a humor point of view.
They use, according to the circumstances, certain aspects of their personality. They predominate at certain times.
The personality is always
the same.
Well, then the most important, Baba said, you know, there's God in the personal form, and there's God, the infinite, beyond state of God. But from a mankind's point of view, the most important aspect of God is in his human form.
Yeah.
Because that is what we can relate to. That is where the power comes to draw us God in infinite does not draw us towards Him. It's God in human form that draws us towards Him. So it's the personal, personal God that is, from our standpoint, the most important. Ultimately, we become God in, it is God infinite. But from our it is that personal. And He always said, I am with you. So you have that feeling, and it talks about companionship, of someone being there with you. You know, you just have that sense of witness.
Now this picture, all these photos that we see of Baba remind us of that personality which adorned this chair. Although they are different postures, look at him here, look at him in all this, remind us of him who seated on this chair, that personality. Now that which seated on this chair, that personality, has to be here amongst mankind in order to remind us of what He really is. You see, I don't know how to express it. The form that He takes time and again is to make us remind of who He really is. It's a photograph. It's a picture of His personality.
Garment over the garment, you're talking.
Yeah, it's garment over the garment. That's how it is. These remind us of the one who was with us, Meher Baba. But Meher Baba himself, as in this body form and all that, is a reminder to what he really is. That's what it is. So that's what he wants us to hold on to, that form, because that will lead you to what he really is.
I was thinking yesterday that we must have been with Baba. This was my thought. How could we have this feeling of familiarity with him in our hearts, to feel Him, if we weren't with Him, if we didn't have His company? So we must have it. And now, it's funny, because we were taking this incarnation without Him being in His form, and He told us, I want you to see Me as I really am. So we're going around trying to find Him, and I don't really have that form in my mind anymore of Him. But then we say, what do we have? We have that part of us that feels separate from Him. So I feel like we're going around. That's just what I was thinking yesterday.
Yeah, it is. It's a great blessing to be with Him while He brings in our midst that particular form of His, which reminds us of who He really is. It is a blessing, no doubt about it. But then to have that blessing is, now in the meantime, in this interval, get closer and closer to Him through imagination. So that when He comes in, again, once again, bringing His real portrait before us, His real portrait, that is the form of who He is, so then we can be close to Him, and then that will be of help to us. That's how it is. So, yes.
Harsh, how do you perceive Baba internally yourself? Like, you've been talking about like a mechanism for getting there for other people. You make a picture and put it on the inside. How do you perceive Baba just generally yourself?
Perceive Baba in so many aspects are there that remind us of Him. Perceive Him as compassion infinite, love infinite, mercy infinite. I don't know what infinity is, but it seems that which is beyond my concept, He is that.
You might see someone saying something to somebody else, and that strikes a chord in you.
Yeah.
This is compassion.
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Somebody describes Baba, somebody says, no, Baba has said this. So I would respond, it doesn't seem to be like Baba, what Baba must have said. You follow? So that's how I can perceive that this is not what Baba would want to say, this is not how he would act, this is not that. That's how it is. That's how I perceive within myself.
So like if it resonates with your
experience. Hmm. So in order to have that experience, we have to live with His form. And now that Lori says that, well, we have lost that form, we don't know how to reconcile that factor. So Baba has comforted us by saying this also, that never mind, it's never too late. Start now. remembering whatever way that you may imagine to remember me through your imaginations, and that will make you come closer and closer to me. So next time when I am there, you will have the opportunity to be with my body, which is nothing but a portrait of my real self. It's a portrait, mind you, he is not that. Yeah, he makes it more tangible. In his portrait, he makes his being more tangible, his love more tangible, his compassion more tangible. Anything and every, all attributes are made more tangible in his portrait that he comes in our midst, places before mankind. That you are in search of that which is inconceivable, well, it can conceive through this portrait.
And when this business with the breaking of the silence and the manifestation, wouldn't that too also be... His job is to awaken
people. Yeah, that happens.
People spontaneously begin to...
It is happening. Gradually, it will unfold itself. Yeah. Awakening will be there. First of all, the awareness will come, then the awakening comes, then the illumination comes, and like that.
I was going to ask almost the same identical question, that when you remember Baba, instead of just having a picture in your mind and just repeating his name, what sort of things do you remember about him yourself, and what sort of things, I mean, you mentioned some of them, but what about somebody who's just come to Baba, they've never met him, and they feel kind of, I see this face and I know this name, but I don't really know this person. How do I get to know this person?
I don't know myself. I don't know who he is. It's impossible to know him unless you become him. That's what he has told. Although we live with him, he says, you don't know me. In order to know me, you must become me.
So you can think
not become like him, but become me.
But you're kind of, while we can watch the films, we can remember his smile and his sense of humor and his graceful motions, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's all. And that you can picture, just as we picture now, what are we doing? Do we have his form? We are visualizing it. We are picturing it. So many pictures have been depicted through words, through pictures, through photos, through our talks and all that. Began to imagine. The whole thing is suspended on imagination. So use your imagination to the utmost instead of daydreaming something else, building castles in air, build castles in heaven. Yeah. Because all this depends only on imagination. Does he love me? Why can't you imagine that he loves me? Do I love him? Why can't I imagine that I love him? You follow? Build up that imagination, and that imagination itself will reach its end and become a reality.
In other words, if you paint or you sing or you dance or you talk or you write poetry or whatever to express your love,
for him,
the more you express the more you'll share, the more you get to the root of the truth, the more you'll share it with others, and at the same time, the more you draw the beloved to you, which will then charge you to do more and more and more and more, so the imagination becomes clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yeah, think about all the junk that we're usually imagining anyway.
Yeah.
I know I have some good junk. Better junk.
I was going to say that...
We are now imagining keeping himself separate from us. Isn't it? This is imagination. It is. We are talking about Baba being this and Baba being that and all that. But it is, it's a profitable imagination, beneficial to us, that's this imagination. But when the awakening comes and real realization comes, then all the things that we had imagined absolutely disappears. And what happens is, the experience is that all the time I was imagining my own self, you see, that I always was and am. That is the culmination of imagination. It is like that. Is it necessary to kid ourselves like that? Yes, it is, because it is beneficial. Yeah. And the last laugh that will be there, that we kidded ourselves, that we imagined that he was seated on the chair, but I was the one. I was talking about myself. I was, yeah, what's all this? It's like that. We were thinking that Baba is by my side. This is imagination. Baba is always with me. But he is me, I know now. That is the realization. What sort of kidding that was? So that is the last laugh. Yeah. And in order to get to that, one has to forget oneself. All these limitations have to be shed. You may have lofty ideals, lofty arguments, lofty logics and all that sort of thing, but it all boils down to forget yourself and be him. That's all. How will you forget yourself? Hafiz has shown us the way. Get yourself out of the limit bounds of your limitations. How? Well, you want to sleep? Don't sleep. You feel hungry? Don't eat. If you don't feel hungry, start eating. If you don't feel sleepy, go to sleep. If you don't want to sit, you sit. You want to stand up? No, sit down. Get out of your limitations. Baba says, and Hafiz himself says, what madness is this to get out of limitations? This is what is out of limitations. Because you want it, you want it. You are not that. You want to get out of it. You want to sit down? If you want to get out of that you-ness of yours, don't sit down. Remain standing. You follow? That's how it is. So Baba says it's sheer madness. Hafiz himself says it's madness. How can we continue our self like that? You don't want to talk? You go on talking. You want to talk? Just keep quiet. No, I want to remain silent. Then talk. So that's how it is. So Baba says there is only one and one and one only way. Leave all this aside and become the dust at my feet. Hold on to my garment, hold on to my hem. That's all, dharma. And become the dust at my feet. Become childlike, become nothing, absolutely nothing. Dust, what does it mean, becoming like dust? Mean nothing. Yeah. When you are nothing, then you are everything. You means your limitation, limited self. That ego, which you call yourself Eirich, is nothing, is not. Then that big ego pops out. And then you say, oh, all the time I was wandering this way. This is how it is, like that. That's what has been told to us. I have no such experience. But we are all heading, why are we sitting here? Just for that. Yeah. Just to find out, realize that it is so infinite that it is beyond, our mind can only reach the very fringes of whatever you call it, the farthest ends, but still it is within limitations. We can't go beyond it. Once we go step beyond it, then it's finished. Then what happens? What's the net result? Nothing. Nothing is it. It's just sheer vacuum, nothing. Absolute nothing but full consciousness, full awareness that I am the infinite. There is nothing besides me. There is that infinitude of your being. That's all. And what is that infinitude of your being? You can't define it. You can't. How can you define the infinitude? So what is the net gain? There is no such thing as gain, but there is such a thing as the loss. Lose yourself, and what? Gain what? Nothing. And that is true realization of your infinitude. So that's what is said. Now we have to work out that, Professor.
Yeah.